Deputy President Paul Mashatile told MPs he contacted Justice Minister Thembi Simelane to ask for a review of legislation around police using force in violent situations.
It's something that worries me a lot as well. In fact, yesterday I was talking to the Minister of Justice over the phone, and I said to her, Minister of Justice, tell me which legislation restricts the police to act in situations of violence. Because if that's the case, we need a review, an amendment to that legislation. And she said, look, we are looking at the Criminal Procedure Act and other laws for review, but the approach that we should take, honorable members, is that, as I said on Sunday, we train a lot of police, we give them guns, and we don't want them to die with their guns in their holsters. We train them, we give them guns because we want them to use them. But we don't want the police force or police service to be a killing machine. Police are trained to protect. But in a situation where they are confronted by these, you know, brazen killing criminals, they must use their weapons. Otherwise, they are going to die. And I said to them, we can't continue with police being killed, and they've got guns. And somebody says, no, the police are not sure. You know, they may be arrested by IPED for shooting someone. I said, no, you can't shoot someone after you have died. So you have to understand the situation you are in. These criminals today are very clear that they are killing. So what are we still analyzing when we are confronted with them? No need to analyze. We train you, we give you guns, use them when you are in that situation. I don't want to see any more police men and women dying on duty because we give them tools of trade that must protect them and protect communities. They must use them.
Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu says they will hand the extortionists who escaped a shootout with police in Cape Town last week. He briefed the media on Thursday.
But with the little resources, the existing resources that are there, nobody can say in the country we're not doing anything. Jails are full. On a daily basis, there are court processes that are taking place. And arrests are not stopping. Currently, we're engaged in a number of areas where we have heavily deployed. Extortions is a criminal activity, or extortion is a criminal activity. It has now spread all over. It has intensified. It has become something that all of us need to worry and are worried about. You may have heard that down in Cape Town, on the day before we signed the cooperative agreement with Western Cape and Cape Town, the night before, there would be extortionists, 10 of them, were in a kumbi, which gave us an indication of how they operate, which, among other things, means that they even have transport. And they get loaded just like people who are going to a night duty of sorts, get to a kumbi, organized kumbi, and they go there. They are armed. They were armed with handguns. And because of intelligence, which we are saying we need to strengthen, but it is there, that kumbi was flagged, and they didn't stop. Instead, they started shooting at police, and police shot back, as they would need to do as police officers. They are trained, they are given firearms, and they use them. Two escaped by foot, and one of them, we need them, and we'll arrest them. Those who are in hospital will tell us who those are, and we'll arrest them if they are lucky.
The police minister and deputy president spoke on Thursday. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.